Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? All right, workout partners, we're here for our workout, our mental toughness conditioning workout. Let's get the viewers. Thank you for showing up on time. I want to be effective and efficient with your time, give you that daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Short, sweet, and highly, highly effective use of your time. So I appreciate you being a responsible training partner. I'm doing my best to be responsible to you by showing up every single day live at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And I'm in the Pacific time zone, and it is 7 a.m. here right now. Hey, Jim. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining this morning connection live video chat. Hello, John. Hey, Jim. I got your email. I'm looking forward to our call today. So what that's all about, I kind of talked about it yesterday. I do whatever I can to connect with you. Hello, Assad. Hello, Jorik. Thank you so much for being here. Mr. LaCour, you can call me Skip Jorik. Right? Okay. So I talked about, hey, this is what I do. I was so fortunate to have mentors in my life, direct influences in my life that really helped me get to this point in my life, and what I always talk about, where I'm really excited about going in the future. Hello, Andres. How you doing? Andres, how you doing? And, you know, one thing that I did is I didn't have those really direct, strong role models. I mean, real people when I was younger. Now, I'm not saying that they weren't there. I just didn't know the value, and I didn't go out and seek that personal connection. Hello, Laser. Thank you for joining us this morning. So I didn't have real role models. So I searched. There wasn't the internet at that time, right? But I would get it from books, magazines, television, and I would connect in some way. And they were a massive help. I would go to live seminars, audio seminar courses, then CDs, whatever. And so I had, you know, at that time, what I would call virtual mentors. And they made such a difference in my life. Now, later on, when I progressed and I grew and I was looking to higher and higher levels, it was when I made that personal connection. And I went out of my way. I was bold. You know, I wanted to succeed so badly, I made that personal connection. I had real-life mentors in my life, and then I got real-life coaches in my life, and I'm telling you guys, that made a world of difference. It was just massively different. Now, everything I did before that, you know, collecting all the information, getting motivated, helping me look at my life more closely and what I needed to do and set goals, all that was helpful. It set the stage, but it really went to the next level when I had personal contact with mentors and when I hired coaches to give me that objectivity and perspective to take my life to the next level, right? And so what I do is that's why I show up for you. Now we have this internet. Now I'm just right on the other side of your computer, your desktop. I'm right on the other side of your smartphone, right? That's how this technology has made us connected. I'm that close to you, right? It's a lot better times. But the thing is, you're bombarded with so much information. It's like, how do you choose to spend your time and your focus? Who's real? Who's not real? So I know that if I show up for you every single day, this is like 50 days in a row. Time flies because I'm having so much fun making this commitment to you, right? It's that, how are you going to spend your time? Who is worth your time, right? And so you get a chance to know me during this morning connection live video chat every single day, tell you stories about my life, all my successes. I really like to tell you about my failures, not because I like to dwell on the negative. It's usually I have the most pride, and maybe you're the same way. I take the most pride from not those things I was just so great at, right? The things that I was challenged with, and I had to be tenacious. I had to fight back. I had to call upon all those qualities, characteristics, and actions that real champions have to use, right? And that helped me overcome, and I feel that it's in those areas where I'm really qualified to help you, and that's what I love to talk about during these morning connection live video chats, right? You know, there are things that I've been naturally great at. You know, bodybuilding, for example. I mean, you don't get to the level as a natural bodybuilder known all over the world for what you do if you don't have a lot of genetic potential. There's just no doubt about it. It's the combination of genetic potential, but also hard work, consistency, and time. You know, not just, you can't be missing any of those ingredients, right? If you're going to be really well known, right? And that's what this is all about, is how do you develop that MTC, mental toughness conditioning, so you get the most out of yourself, so you can be world known or amazing, outstanding by anybody's standards, right? Not just the people you hang around, by anybody's standards. You know, how do you build that mental toughness conditioning to get the most out of yourself, to be truly outstanding by your standards, what you're truly capable of, right? So, like, you know, with training, I mean, look, I knew what I did, I executed, I communicated, but I really realized that, you know, most of the people I was talking to, they didn't have my genetic potential. So that's why, you know, I really emphasize mindset, right? Consistency, strategies, mental toughness, even back then, because that's what I really felt I brought to the table. That's where my conditions were the same, even though my genetic potential was different. So when I talk about life, how I've graduated to talk about life and taking your life to the next level, right? It's all the stuff that I go through, right? All the challenges that I may not be as gifted. I'm struggling, I'm grappling, I'm fighting, just like you are, to have that total happiness and fulfillment, that the level of achievement, love, connection, business, my place in the world, contribution. I'm a scratching and clawing just like you. And during this morning connection live video chat, we just talk about, we're just two bros. We're two workout partners just talking about life. I'm just directing your attention to things that you already know, you're already experiencing on a day-to-day level. But we're two bros. We just talk about it for a short period of time every single morning. Get you focused on what you really want in life. I won't let you go 2 days, 5 days, 2 weeks without thinking about what it is you really want most in life. Now, I know there's so much information on the internet where, you know, if I were to, this guy's 10-step plan to have the body that I want, or how to make more money, 10-step plan. Now, all those things are great, right? But I understand, man, you're getting bombarded. You're going, well, when am I going to get the time to actually implement these? And so, if you're like me or like a lot of people, you want to kind of push away, I'll get to that. And the truth of the matter is you never get back to it. I don't want you to look at this. Oh, God, more information, stuff that I'm not going to use. Hello, Moha. How you doing today, sir? Thanks for the thumbs up. Right? That's not what this is about. This is light and breezy. It's light and breezy where, you know, you could just let it pass through osmosis just by showing up. You get my attitude. You get my energy. You get my years of experience. You get my trials and tribulations, my victories, my setbacks, my perspective, right? You just get it through osmosis just by showing up. It's easy. This is not like, oh, God, I got to go home and I got to implement this 10-point plan. I know Skip has this great information. How do I do it, right? And so you push it away. That's not what this information is. So you don't have to push it away. You're not getting bombarded. This is just two guys just talking. It's more inspiration more than information, right? So this is light and breezy. This is nothing to get overwhelmed with, right? So I was talking about gym and how I set up where if you want to be bold, if you feel we've made this connection, if we're kind of the same thing, we've got the same interest, we're interested in bodybuilding, training, taking our bodies to a very high level, and we want to develop ourselves, personal development, become the best that we can be in all areas of life, this is your live video broadcast. This is your daily discipline. This is the thing you want to show up for every single day because we're a lot alike. Now, if you want to be bold, you want to reach out, I made myself, as you can tell, I must absolutely love this. If I can show up every single day just because, right, I must absolutely love this. If you want to be bold and get a piece of this for yourself, because one thing, I was mentioning this, is I took in all this information, this motivation, this personal development, and it was very, very helpful, no doubt about it. The distinction was, the difference was, what made me, launched me to the next level was when I became smart enough to say, look, this is just only helping me to a certain point. And so I got that personal connection. And it made all the difference in the world. So I want to give you a general motivation during this live video chat every single day. And then I want to give you a chance to get that mentorship, that connection. Right? So this is what I have set up, is that send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, or you can private message me on Facebook, right? And all you have to do is tell me your name, your age, and the biggest challenge that you're going through, all right? Now, I know a lot of you know me from bodybuilding training. I hope you know me by now that I'm all about being more than just muscles, right? All right, although I can help you in that area, right? It's all about, don't waste your connection with me just to build muscles, because when you have the right mindset, the muscles, the strategies, they'll come. They will come. You'll get the most out of yourself. So if you send me your name, your age, and your phone number, your actual phone number, you send it me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, or you private message me on Facebook, right? What I have set up to do is these morning connection random coaching calls. Right. Hello, Bobby Hunt from Houston, Texas. And hello, Don Bryden from London. I love London. Thank you so much, guys, for joining this morning connection live video chat. So you are going to send me your name, your age, just gives me context, and the biggest challenge that you're going through, whether it's inside or outside of the gym. Right. And what I do, and here's a whole list of what I've been sent in just since yesterday, since I kind of made this more public. And so what I do, as you know, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I work late. I get to work from home. I get to do what I love to do like this from the convenience of my own home. I'm upstairs in my home office having the privilege to talk to all of you guys every single day, all set up with my two phones here, broadcasting live. I mean, wow. I feel so privileged to have this opportunity, right? And a lot of guys, they connect with, they want some of this. And then I could tell you how to get here if this is something that you want to start setting goals to work towards. And so these are the men, and it can be women too. I coach women too. It's just that, you know, I love talking bro to bro, and I talk in my slang and everything like that. I don't have to, I just was raised to be very, polite and considerate. So around women, I just kind of feel I have to tone it down just a little. So I just specialize in men, you know, in life. And there's a little tip. If you want to be an expert, you want to know what your ideal metaphor is, that exact client that you could just be you, and you don't have to kind of finagle around and you know, it just let it flow. If you just attract those type of people, your job and the way you connect, how effective you are, will just be effortless. It'll be flawless. So that's why I directed at men. Hello, Eamon. How are you, sir? From Morocco. Thank you so much for joining this morning connection today. So these are the men who have just reached out yesterday. And so what I do is I put this aside, and as I, you know, have, you know, my work days, you can tell I love this, but I want to take it to the next level. So it's that personal connection when you can get the objectivity and the perspective and not just the general motivational material. And, you know, I don't know if I'll get to you that day, next week, you know, but I'm going to work you in. That's how committed I am. I love this. This is like fun to me, right? So I'm trying to break down the wall that, oh, he's too busy for me. Can I make it any more clear than that? Now it's just about you being bold. How badly do you want it? And so, you know, what I was talking about earlier is how, you know, Jim was bold enough, you know, to send in his. He sent me a nice little email about what his biggest challenge, what his goals are. And so, Jim, I just want to tell you, I'm going to call you. It'll probably be today, right? I also made it easier than doing that. If you want to, I put the link down below. I'll do it below this video. I created a form for you. Just make it easier. Go to SkipLacourCoaching.com/MC, right, for Morning Connection MC. So SkipLacourCoaching.com/MC. Tell me your name. Tell me your phone number, right? And it doesn't matter. I know we have Morocco, London, all across the world, Cyprus, right? I have a conference line that I can email you where you can call in your own country. So it's an international call-in. So you won't have to call the United States, or I won't have to call your country. So it doesn't matter. We're international. We're global, right? So just send me your phone number on that form, SkipLacour Coaching. www.mentorsmc.com/MC. All right? I really want to supercharge this for you, right? Again, I told you my experience, how the personal development was so helpful. I didn't have real role models, and it was so helpful. That's what I'm providing you here. And I want to put it on steroids, so to speak. That's kind of odd, a natural bodybuilder talking about putting things on steroids, right? But I want you to learn sooner in the process than me how much getting that objectivity and perspective by someone you trust, someone that you have respect for, someone that you vibe with, right? How to make all the difference in the world. So that's why I'm making myself available to you. So you can either send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me your name. Tell me your age. Give me your phone number, no matter what country you're in, and the biggest challenge that you're going through right now. And again, that's inside or outside of the gym. Or you can fill out the form on skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for Morning Connection MC. All right, guys. Hey, also, I'm always scouring to see who is sending me hearts, who's sharing the feed, whether that's on Periscope. And for you guys on Facebook, I'm simulcasting this on Periscope, and that's @SkipLacour. Or on Facebook, you're liking this video, you're sharing this video, you're making comments, you're giving me your name so I can give you a shout out, right? I want to connect with you. And at the same time, you're letting your tribe, your followers, your connections, your newsfeed know what you find most interesting. And so this Morning Connection live video chat has really been growing, and I really appreciate that you spreading the word and showing their interest, and it's catching on because, you know, today's topic that I'm going to talk about kind of deals with this, and it's something that you go through all the time, and you'll continue to go through till the day that you die. And that's like, you know, how challenging things are, but you have to have this hope and this belief that it's all going to work out, right? I'm glad to see that me showing up for you, like, this is like 51 days in a row, that it's picking up steam and it's working out because, you know how it is. You have this dream, you have this idea. I'm going to just bless the world with my presence, right, with my knowledge. How can they not want this stuff? How can they not see that this helps them? Oh, Carrie, that's my wife. Carrie, kids, you know what? I'm not going to be able to see you all day today because I have thousands of these guys that are reaching out to me and sending me their name, their phone number, and their biggest challenge, and I must do it. You know, there's thousands of coming in, right? That's the dream, right? You got to think big, right? You know, now, how does that happen to that degree or to what degree, I guess we'll all find out. But that's the whole challenge when you start on a journey, when you have that dream, you got to think big and then you got to persist to actually make it happen. And I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you showing up for these and finding value in this time that I'm investing, right? I really appreciate it. Again, this isn't information. Oh, God, I'm so overloaded with this information. This is just two bros just hanging out. This is just casual, just talk. Something that I said in the first minute or the eighth minute, you know, hopefully I won't go to 45 minutes or so. Just it's a sentence. It's just a thought. It's just pointing to direction. One strategy, one distinction, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you're always going through could be just what it takes to just launch your thoughts and then your actions to the next level. And there may be dozens of those golden nuggets, as I call them, when you just show up every single day for this light and airy, just two bros talking about life together, right? So remember, keep it light, keep it airy. This is just fun time, right? We're using this world. You know, there's this saying that says you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? You're no better. So don't, if you're hanging around with a whole bunch of losers, don't think, well, I'm so much better. No, you're not. You choose to hang around their thoughts, their actions, their limiting beliefs, their drama, their problems. You know, they're struggling with their girlfriends. You know, I'll tell you something. It's like, you know, I go through Facebook and I can see people, they're just posting, you know, all their challenges on their relationships, right? And, you know, I have empathy. I have empathy because, you know, back in my former life, you know, that was an area that I just couldn't figure out. It wasn't that I didn't have opportunity, but I want this love and connection that I have with my wife, Carrie, and I have my two kids. I wanted it for a long time. It was aligning all the pieces to my life, knowing what my challenges were. That was number one, and how to really make it work. So I was really challenged in that area. If I was more open at that time, I would have been the guy typing about, oh, girls are this, relationships are this, better make sure you don't do this. Basically, I hate people, which I see, I don't know, they don't see it that way, but I see that all the time, on all the internet channels as they go through their challenges. Again, I have a lot of empathy for them as they go through that, because that would have been me years ago, right? And here's the thing is I hung around guys, cool guys, but they were just like me. It was just the blind leading the blind, the challenge just being more challenged. We're not coming up with new distinctions. That was the group of people I hung around, and it was going to continually be a challenge until I hung around with people who looked at the world a lot differently. And so, now, I see all that, and I'm thinking, God, what a waste of energy. Come over to this other side. I want you guys to come to this other side, because I'll tell you, life is so much smoother. It's so much easier. You have the time and the energy to create something like this, to really do something with your talent and change the world, rather than dealing with all that BS that you're creating in your life because of the people you choose to hang around. And it's you that's making that decision, right? So I'm just using that as an example. Hello, Kat? I hope I got that name right. Right? So you are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with, whether you want to take responsibility for that or not. So if you're hanging around losers, that's you. You're not going to ascend much further ahead. I don't care what you think. Right? I'm not talking to you directly. I don't know your situation, but that's something to consider. At the same time, if you hang around winners, people who are positive, people who are contributing to the world, you can't help but get some of that energy. Right? So this is why you want to show up on a daily basis. If I can, if I can be that person to elevate the group of people you hang around, I can be one of those five, and it helps you. I would love to do that for you, right? Just show up every single day. Again, light and easy, just two bros talking about life. This isn't heavy strategies, what do I do here? Oh, but he says this, blah, blah, blah. No, light and easy, just show up, have fun, right on your smartphone, let's connect every single day. So let's get into the message. Let's get into today's topic. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. I tell you, is that as I strive for more and more, what I realize, it doesn't matter what I've done in the past and how effective and efficient I was. Let's just say bodybuilding, boom, 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 machine, I know how to do it. When I go into the next realm of life, it isn't like I get brownie points or credits for figuring that out necessarily. It's like a whole new set of skills. It's a whole area that I'm not familiar with, and I got to go through the learning curve all over again. And there's just a phrase that is the topic today that I remind myself over and over again, and I want you, if you find this helpful, to do it for yourself, is that everything is hard before it becomes easy. Everything is hard before it becomes easy. Now, I know I'm not telling you anything new, and I know you have references in the past where people say, wow, you're so amazing at that. How do you do it? And, you may have lost perspective because you've already gone through the grind. You already went through the hard part, and now it's easy. And you go, what? This old thing? It's pretty easy. Here's the other thing. You may have loved it so much that you didn't even realize how hard it was because you're so committed to the vision where you want it to be, that going through the grind, the hard part, it was easy, or relatively easy as you're going through it. But the truth of the matter is you probably failed, had a little success. Failed, little success. But you were so tenacious, so committed, that you got through the hard part, and now it's easy. Now, I know you have references like that in life. But again, we can just remember that. But that doesn't help us moving forward, right? As we want more, we have the new challenges, that we have unfamiliar territory that we have to conquer, right? I remember when my bodybuilding and training days, where I was more than a bodybuilder, I did a lot of publishing of information, regular books, and then e-books, DVDs, and those type of things. And, I'll just tell you, I don't want to sound like some old man, but things as far as the computer being able to connect, the quality. I mean, man, we are living in amazing times. So if you see me as your big brother, or older brother, Skip, or your father figure, man, I'm jumping on this just like you young guys, right? Because I just think it's just amazing, the opportunity. But back then there was opportunities, but things weren't as easy as they are now. Well, here's the other thing too. It becomes more challenging, harder, I guess, in a different area because it's so easy to produce things now. Now you got massive competition to get your message heard. You got competition from the 7 billion people on the planet where the threshold to be tenacious, to get over the hard part before it became easy, right? It was a lot tougher because people didn't have that resolve. I'm going to ask you where you are on your resolve, your commitment. How tenacious are you when you're going through the hard part of your journey as you're working towards your goal? And so so back then, you know, things weren't as easy as they were to get your message out, right? But it was just a vision I had. I was committed, and that's what gives me opportunity to talk to you guys. If you did a Google search for Skip LaCroix, you can see all the tons of things that I pumped out, right? And I just remember there was this one gentleman. Actually, there was someone who helped me. She was an ex-teacher, and she helped me with my writing way back at the beginning, right? I went out and sought her. I wanted to become the best I could be. And so she saw all the things that I was doing. I was really a pioneer doing all these things in the whole fitness industry. And so she had a friend, you know, someone she respected who I won't tell you what his name is because that's not important, but he was extremely talented. And he had his message, his area of expertise. And she said, "Hey, Skip, do you mind talking to this guy? Because he sees what you're doing. He wants to get his message out there," right? And again, I'm not talking about me here. I'm not talking about him. This story is, how does it apply to you, right? All these stories, how does it apply to you, right? I just want to make that clear. And so he called me, you know, and she set it up. I said, "Hey, I'll do anything for you. You helped me out so much, I'll do anything for you." So he called me. And he said, "Yeah, well, how do you do these books or these e-books or those type of things?" And, you know, and he was really, I should say, he loved him some him, right? He loved what he did. He loved his message. He loved the idea that the world needed his talents. And I get that. And he probably got a lot of it, you know, face to face. His world just loved what he did, and he appreciated that, let's put it mildly. But he wanted to have a bigger impact. So he said, "Well, how do you do this and this?" And I started going through the process with him, like all the computer programs and all that, right? And, you know, I was talking to him on the phone, but, you know, I was getting a mental image of his eyes rolling to the back of his head, like, there's no way I'm going to be doing all that, right? Like he wanted some easier answer. And he says, "Well, did you go to school? How did you learn all this computer stuff?" And again, things weren't as easy as they are now. Hell, you got a problem, one challenge with a specific area of a computer program? Hell, just Google it. There's some Yahoo out there that's so passionate that made a 3-minute video. Boom, it's done, right? It wasn't like that, right? You had to have that tenacity, right? You had to go through the hard part. And so I kind of explained to him, I go, "Well, let me explain to you how it works with these computer programs. It's like you got to have the vision of what you want. You got to be so committed emotionally that I'm going to get this message out. I'm going to have it over the internet, blah, blah, blah." And then you work backwards. And I said, you know, I don't look necessarily through books to how to do this computer program. I'll do it when I need to, but I just keep on trying. You know, and it may take me 17 times to figure out this one little aspect of this one little computer program that's just a piece to a piece to a piece to a piece of this big project that you hope someday is going to make an impact on somebody. I said, but, you know, then the next time you do it, and it could be like 20 minutes later, it doesn't take you 17 times to figure it out. It only takes you 8 times to figure it out. And then the next time, even if you do it the next day, then it only takes you 5 times. And then before you know it, you can do it the first time 1 or 2 times, you know, and then you multiply that by the 100 different aspects of how to do this computer program. And I think you kind of relate to what I'm saying, right? And you can just tell I'm thinking, there ain't no way I'm ever going to do that. That is way too hard, right? You know, and so That's a question for all of us. And not just the things that you're doing well at, but those things that you say that you want. You know, you got to just remember, everything is hard before it becomes easy. You got to be willing to do it wrong 70 times and being, I swear I did it right. This computer program's messed up. Is it my computer that's messed up? Because I'm not flubbing this up. I just did it right last time. What's wrong with my computer? What's wrong with my computer program? You know what I'm talking about. But what happens when you're just at it? You're just connected to your vision. You're connected to the emotions of why you're doing it. All of a sudden, it becomes easy, where people are saying, wow, you're amazing. How do you do all this, right? So just remember that. If you can't get yourself, if things are too hard, right? It may be that two things. One, you're really not connected to why you're doing this. Whatever sold you in the first place to go on this journey, you dig deep, sit back, and think of why it's so important. Maybe you'll be having your own live video chat if you just persist for the next 5 months. I mean, who knows? Connect, think big to why the hell you're doing all this, why you're going through all this hard part, right? Maybe you need to sit back and not keep on pumping away with that mindset. Take a step back, clear your head, and reconnect to why you're doing it. So something being hard, it's all a matter of perspective, right? Here's the other thing. And as I go to different areas of my life and I expand, and I go into areas that I suck at because I haven't done them, I got to go through that hard part, right? And this is the next level distinction, something for you to think about. Is that, you know, whatever, like bodybuilding, for example, when I was great at that, I didn't have all of this passion or, you know, I mean, I accomplished, I guess, little stuff, but nothing matched as far as my excitement, commitment, determination than bodybuilding and training. Right? I didn't have any competition, so like when it got hard, right, before it became easy, you know, I wasn't like a rock star touring the whole planet, having number one singles, having raving fans, you know, people sending me letters because I was some great rock star. And so then, as I was trying to be a bodybuilder, I said, you know what, this is hard. Why don't I go back to what I'm already great at? Because that already went through the hard part. Now it's easy. You know, when I had body, I didn't have this competition from this overwhelming passion, this easy place that was once hard, now easy, that was competing for my attention. You guys need to think about it. If something that you're doing is just so hard that you can't persist, you're making it too hard, you can't get to keep on doing it, so then it becomes easy. I want you to think about, you know, what you're great at, because that's probably the place you emotionally want to stay. And it could be positive things, like you're just good at something else. That's where people love you. You love it. You already worked out the hard part. It's an amazing place in your heart and mind to be, right? That's now competing for this new thing. Now all of a sudden it becomes a lot more hard, challenging, right? Because your perspective is off. Because you have this easy place, or what used to be hard now is easy place to go. It's now competing for your attention, right? Or, you know, hopefully, you know, I definitely want you to send me that email at skip@skipcore.com. If you're having a challenge where you have some destructive behavior that's competing for your attention. So now when you're thinking, okay, I'll try this first try. This sucks. All right, I'm done. This is too hard. Right? I don't want you to have some, you know, negative competition that's pulling you away from going through the hard part before it becomes easy. So the truth of the matter is you probably have competition in other areas of your life, and just being aware of that, maybe that'll get you one step closer to having those bigger things in life that you really want, right? What is all this? This is all just the stuff you know, maybe because we're bros, we're workout partners, right? Mental and emotional workout partners. I'm just saying it a different way. You know what? That guy makes a lot of sense. It isn't me. He thinks the same way as me. Now it's just a matter of me executing every single day. Hopefully that's what you're getting through this. I don't expect any just breakthrough psychological strategies that are so different than anything you ever heard before. Maybe just a slight spin on this. But what this really is everything is hard before it becomes easy, right? It's just getting that mantra down. It's just standing up when times get tough. Sometimes it kicks you in the ass and you quit for a couple hours, but then you get back on that horse, so to speak. And what do? You build up more and more mental toughness conditioning. See, at this point, I know when something's hard, right? I already know by past experiences, by references, that if I just keep at it, it'll get easier. hell, I could just refer to this Morning Connection live video chat. I'm 51 days or so into it. Let me just tell you, if I were to break down all the things, and I've referred to this a couple times, that it just made it so hard, you know, shaving, showering, even getting on time, having the two cameras set up, having the cameras face the right way. I mean, having the lighting, it's improved. It sucked. The sign in back, having the right temperature so I'm not sweating. You'll see some, I start off all fresh and clean, and then I'm sweating like a pig, you know, by the end of the Morning Connection. Sometimes I have my computer sound up, and you'll hear that ping from an email going on inside. I'm trying to stay cool for you guys, right? But inside I'm going, damn it, just one more thing that I missed, right? I didn't change the Wi-Fi setting, and so one or both are flaring in and out. Everything is hard before it becomes easy. But now, here at 51, it's become easier and easier. So then I can just concentrate on my message, what's in my heart, what's in my mind. I can just deliver it to you a lot easier. But I had to go through that hard part before it became easy. And so that's what I just remind myself of every time I'm challenged, right? So a lot of things for you to think about. Hello, David. How you doing today? It's talking about some bodybuilding, right? Okay. So, hey, so that's our morning connection for today. I want to know, what have you found most valuable about this time that we've spent together today? I want to know, what have you found most valuable about all this time that we spend together, right? I want to deliver what helps you most. So send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. I really appreciate you guys being here. Right now I can look at the amount of viewers. This is by far the most live viewers that I've had at one time, and I really appreciate showing up for you every single day, even when it became hard, so it becomes easier and easier. So send me that email. Tell me what you found most valuable about our time together. Let's start a conversation. skip@skiplacour.com. And again, if you're bold like Jim, send me that email, skip@skiplacour.com. If you're on Periscope, if you're on Facebook, you can send me a private message. I want to see who's bold, who's ready to take this inspiration, this broad information, and is willing to try to have me cut through a lot of the translation directly to your specific situation. So send me that email, skip@skiplacour.com. Private message me. Tell me what your name is, what your age, for just gives me some reference. What your biggest challenge is that you're going through right now, and then give me your phone number, because yes, I am going to call you, and it doesn't matter what country you're in. I have ways to give you a local call in your particular area, right? Or I just created this forum today, this morning, right? You could go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for Morning Connection. So skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. I'll have that information down below. There's a form for you to fill out. That'll go directly to me. Like I said, in just one day, just to let you know, there's that saying that nobody wants to eat in a restaurant that's empty, right, that nobody's tried out yet. Well, these are all the ones that I just got yesterday by announcing this service that I want to provide for you. So this time to be bold, right? These conversations could be 10 minutes, 20 minutes, who knows, half hour. I want to help you. I want to make the connection even better than this general, broad, motivational message, right? I want to make it real for you. I want you to get on the path to having that life that you really want. Marion, how are you today, sir? So thank you so much for joining me again. Be bold, take action, let's connect, let's talk. I don't know if that will be today, tomorrow, next week. I'm going to get to you. I'm that committed. All right, guys? So have a amazing, outstanding, awesome day. Thank you again for showing up. Thank you for doing this for you.